Five Alls by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Let's pray. We'll preach fast, and we're going to have a great day.
Yes,
I know it already. We're going to have a great week. I know that already because God's still in control.
Amen.
He's still in control.
Amen.
When the world's going crazy, look out. Your redemption draweth nigh. Israel needed to have remembered that because God had made them some wonderful promises, and we're going to look at a few of those this morning. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. I just pray here in 1 Corinthians, Lord, that you would help us to realize that you never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And our problems are very similar. God, you've taught us a lot of things. You're still trying to teach us. And sometimes we have to go through the same thing again and again to finally get it. But I know for the teachers here this morning, they would be encouraged to know that some did get it. Not a lot, but a few got it. Help us to be among those few that get it, that realize that you're in control when the world looks like it's on chaos, extraordinaire. Help us to remember we can look up, we can trust you, we can rely upon you, and you're always going to be the same. Help us, Lord, to learn to take a breath. Help us, Lord, to rest in you and know that you have it all prepared and planned, and God, that you're going to take care of us. Guide us, keep us in your care, make your word come alive to us today, we pray in Christ's name, amen. Paul does not want the Corinthians to forget. The way that God worked in the past, he's still working today. He's still working in us and on us and through us. And that's the amazing thing, is God works through us. Isn't it? I mean, us, yeah, he still can and he still will. And he wants to. In the first part of this book, the chapter 10, verses 1 through 4, we have five alls. Those alls are significant. Significant for us as well. And what he's doing is reminding the Corinthians ways that God worked with his people in the past. All our fathers were under the cloud, he says. All. All were under the cloud. All weren't trusting in the cloud. All weren't believing on the cloud to be there. But you know what? When you're in a dry and thirsty land, it's nice to have a cloud. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
What would you do with a million people in the middle of the desert with no cloud? The cloud makes it cooler. It thwarts the heat of the sun. I don't care if it's a dry heat. If it's 115 degrees, it's hot. Anyway, you cut it. But God provided a cloud. A cloud. God provided protection.
Yes.
God provided for them along the way. And that's something we need to remember too. God is for us. God loves us. God is going to provide all along the way whatever we need in our lives.
Amen.
Now, and that need word is coming. Because some suppose that that means my greed as well. You know, God doesn't promise to provide for my greed. God promises to provide for my need. What do I need in my life? Having food and raiment, be content. Be content. You know, I have a lot more than food and raiment. I have a lot more than food and clothes. If you don't believe me, come look. And you've got a lot more than food and clothes too. And if you lack, it's your own fault. You have not because you ask not. Right? God promises to meet the need. I've got to be willing to receive what God is providing for me. He's got something prepared already for you, and I guarantee it's going to be way more than what you need. That's been my experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I can recall still, once in a while, what happened in the past. I can recall when we did not have two pennies to rub together, and we couldn't afford to stop at Quick Shop and get a drink on the way from Wellsville to Hutchinson, Kansas, where the farm was. We didn't have the money to do that. I mean, we don't even think about it today. Do you? Do you have to think? We would have been poor. We were poor.
We're still poor.
If we're poor, it's because we're not receiving the blessing God has provided for us. No, He always provides some way. Some way. He may use other people to do it. And He's done that in my life too. You know, I didn't deserve an inheritance, but I got one. On earth, I've got one reserved in heaven. Far better, far more valuable than the one here on earth.
Amen.
Sometimes we get our focus on the wrong thing. Wrong thing. Things on this earth. You got a nice, fine, shiny car? You know, part of the reason why I do that? Because I drive. Here, there, and everywhere. If you're in the hospital, I want to know about it because I want to be there. I want to pray for you. I want to pray over you.
Amen.
I think that's the pastor's responsibility to do that. Amen?
Amen.
You are his representative.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You have a responsibility to be true and faithful. Now, some of my driving's on my personal. I said something, I'm going to do it. You know? There's some blessings in holding a little granddaughter once in a while.
Amen.
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 There really are, especially when she smiles at you. Wow. That old coot, she'll smile at me. Wow, she thinks I'm all right. She grabs my finger. Holy smokes. What does she do when she gets older? We'll have to take it one day at a time.
Yes.
That's what all of us have to do, don't we?
Amen.
One day at a time. That's what the Israelites needed to do. Our fathers were under the cloud. That's all of us. We're under the cloud, whether we were good or not.
Sorry.
Remember, downstairs they sing this little song, 12 went out to spy on Canaan.
Uh-huh.
10 were bad. 2 were good. 10 bad reports, 2 good reports. The 2 good reports were looking at God in the factoring God in the equation. The other 10 were not. If you don't figure God in on the equation, you're always going to be on the losing end of the stick.
Yes.
You're always going to be there. You're always going to be losing out on the blessings. Because God had planned for them to walk right in and possess the land because He was going to overcome it for them. I mean, all you got to do is follow the leader. You ever played that as a kid? Follow the leader. The leader does this and jumps over that and does this, and you try to follow it and miss your kid. We've got a leader superior. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And if we follow Him, we'll be under the cloud.
Amen.
Under the cloud, protected. God is there. That's the first all. Second all passed through the sea. Remember that? They come up to the Red Sea. Here's the old Red Sea. Here come the Egyptians with their chariots. The whole army after them. We're going to get you guys back in custody again. We want you to labor. I'm tired of working for the Egyptians. We're going to go out and worship in the desert. All passed through the sea. But what happened? God said, Moses, you put out your rod, and there'll be a way for you to pass over on dry land. Go read it. Go read it. Dry land. You ever seen a body of water with dry land, when you just remove the water?
No.
Not happening unless God's involved and He goes and it's dry. Like a highway.
Amen.
And so they go marching across and marching across, and here come the chariots closing in. And they think they're going to overcome them. They come right on in. And God said, you all out yet? Looks like it. And they all drown. The Egyptians. All the troubles are past. All passed through the Red Sea, didn't they? Good spies, bad spies, all the people went right on through. Because they were following the Lord's instruction. That's important for us. God gives us a lot of good instruction. He wants us to follow it. He doesn't want us to read it and forget it. He wants us to follow it. Follow, follow, I will follow on. That's what we sing, isn't it? Yeah. All passed through the Red Sea. All our fathers were under the cloud. All were baptized under Moses. In other words, He was our representative. He went before us. He went because God said, go. And Moses went. And the people followed. And everything went well as long as they all went where God told them to go. Where are you going to go? In the desert. Of sin, in the desert of sin. Well, that's what it was. That's what they call it, because that's what happened out there in the desert. God said, Moses, you go up on the mount, you get my law from me, you write it all down. No, God wrote it down, didn't He? God wrote it down on tables of stone. Moses, here's the law. 40 days with God. You realize he didn't eat for 40 days. I guess when you're with God, you don't need near as much to eat, do you? And so here was Moses up on the mount. And guess what God's people were doing? Oh, you read it later. Sad, sad, sad tale. Aaron, make us some gods, they said. Make us some gods. People, you've got a God. You've got a God. But Moses relented. He said, okay, break off all your earrings. No, Moses, Aaron. I got the wrong guy doing the wrong thing. Aaron, the one that was supposed to be the help, was a hindrance. If you have an assistant pastor that isn't helpful, like Aaron, you can get all kinds of things going on, can't you? So Aaron said, break off all your earrings that you borrowed from the Egyptians, and we'll see what happens here. And he got his gravy thing out there, and lo and behold, they had two calves. Calves here. Worship the calves. These be the gods that brought us out of Egypt. These be the gods that brought... Oh, no. Oh, no. You guys are way off the beam. We can think all kinds of things, can't we? Before we get too hard on the Israelites, we need to remember that sometimes we are way off the beam too. All walked through the sea. All were under the cloud. All were baptized into Moses. In the cloud and the sea. All beneath the same spiritual meat. Oh. Remember, they didn't have to go to the grocery store. Praise God. They didn't have to go. Why? God said, I'll send you this manna down. You pick up certain amounts at certain times. And by the way, when it gets around to the time to worship me, I'm going to give you, the day before, I'm going to give you two helpings. So you don't have, nobody has to work on the Lord's Day. But you're way ahead with God, aren't you? You don't have to work so hard. Wow. One day we're going to get to revert to a little bit of that, I believe. Lord's coming again. Just a reminder. The Lord's coming again. And when he comes again, he's going to set things in order. Things will be done right. Righteously and right. Wow. What a deal that's going to be when the Lord's in charge. All were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All baptized into Moses and the cloud and the sea. And all ate the same spiritual meat. Man. They got tired of that manna. What did they want? Leeks and garlic, was it? They wanted leeks and garlic. We want seasonings like we had in Egypt. We want seasonings of garlic. Wow. I can tell you when you've been eating garlic. Right?
Yeah.
Leeks, kind of a onion-like. Yeah, I can tell that on breath too. Yeah. Guess what? I like them too. A little bit of seasoning's good. Sometimes we just are not appreciative of what God is doing. Not appreciative. All drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. The rock was Christ. It's a picture of Christ. Wow. Christ. Christ supplied water in the desert. Water in the desert. Water in the desert. You know, it's pretty important to have water in the desert. I have people lost every year in some desert or another, and they die for lack of water. Water. So this body is mostly water. We need water. But more than that, we need spiritual water that the Lord will nourish our souls with. God's word supplies for us. The Lord is our everlasting supply. Never runs out. Never gets old. Always good. Now, there's nothing like a cool drink of water to refresh you. Except when I work real hard, I take pleasure in a cold glass of chocolate milk.
That's good.
Woo. And I can almost make supper on that.
Yep.
How about you?
Sounds good.
I've got my own little quirks. That's one of the things I enjoy. I push that little pusher as fast as it will go and cut the grass off. I don't cut it like one harvester we had that looked like he left a third of the crop in the field. Where there were spots where it was lodged, he didn't go down and get it. Last time he cut for us. My dad was particular about that. You know, if God supplies, you get what God supplies. You don't leave it out in the field.
Right.
You do your best to get all you can. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have big machines back in those days. Mm-hmm. But he was kind of a little bit, well, he was a farmer. And he'd pray it'd be 100 degrees and the wind be out of southwest and it'd be blowing about 15 miles an hour. But then he could harvest wheat with his little old conventional machine. Now, these big new ones, I mean, you got 600 horsepower, you're gonna blow. That's what they do with it. Chew it up. If there's any grain in there, put it in the bin. Hope there's some grain in there. I don't know. Is it filling this year, the corn?
Yep.
It's filling. They got to be pouring water on it. That's the only way it feels. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing to me. Because I know that I poured water on my sweet corn in my garden, or I wouldn't have my sweet corn. But God supplies. God supplies. Wherever God's people went, God had the supply there. He protected them. He guided them. He provided for them in every way. God was there in all those ways. And guess what? He's there for you too. If you're looking, if you're watching, He will lead you in various different places that you need to go. And somebody will say, hey, there's something good over here, or there's something good over there. God does that. And God wants us to be His helpers to do that. And point people in the right way. Here's one of those bad buts in the Bible. Verse 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Yeah. 10 spies had a bad report. 2 had a good report. Majority is not always right. Majority is not always right. With us, often it's the minority that's right. The minority is following God. The minority is doing things God's way. We live in a society that's that way. It's centered on them and not God. When God leads the way, all is good. When we don't follow, all is not good. God needs to be the center, the focus of our lives. God must be. Otherwise, our lives become chaos. And we're like that mouse. We just run faster and faster and faster, and pretty soon we exhaust ourselves. And guess what? After a while, I get tired too.
Amen.
And I realize sometimes I just need to slow down. Slow down. And somebody said, smell the coffee. What kind? What kind? Coffee won't cut it. It takes God in the picture. What does he say about it? These things were examples that you should not lust after evil things. All this is passing away. And we'll be like Solomon if we collect all these things. And we come to the end of life and we say, I'm afraid my son is a fool. Where's our focus? Where's our focus? Is it on God or is it on things in this life and in this world? I pray your focus will be God's focus and the Lord's focus. His focus is on people. People are far more important than anything else. People. Why do you say that, Pastor? I say that because, first of all, his son, his only begotten son, gave his life for us so that we could have eternal life with him. And eternal life, we don't even grasp the hem of that garment. It's going to be so amazing that we can't describe even a little bit about it. God wasn't pleased with many of them. So here's some things he says. Don't be idolaters like they were. Well, they made these idols. They worshiped them. These be the gods. They sat down to eat and rose up to play. Neither commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Like in the Old Testament, it says 24. Probably somewhere in the middle between them. I don't know. But at least one day, 23,000 died because they didn't believe God. They didn't follow His way. Didn't follow His way. Don't murmur. And boy, I'll tell you what, verse 9 says, don't tempt or test Christ. As some of them tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Remember what the cure was? A brazen serpent Moses put on a pole. Moses said, look and live. Guess where Christ was put? He was put on a cross. Look and live. Look and live. What did they have to do? Look to live. You didn't look, you didn't live. Made lots of mistakes. You and I make lots of mistakes. We make lots of, let's put it bluntly, we make lots of sins. We fall short of the glory of God. But Christ is our righteousness. That's the end of the story. All these things happened to them were examples upon whom the ends of the world are come. You know, the end of the world is coming. This world's not built to last. It is coming to an end. And the Word, though, says, hey, He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth wherein will dwell righteousness. And all those that believe on Him, trust in Him, they'll be with Him in that new heaven and new earth, and will live eternally. And that's those new bodies that I talked about before.
Amen.
New bodies that never wear out, never get tired. Praise the Lord eternally. And honor Him every day. Praise the Lord. May God help us to do that. May God help us not to forget where we come from. Because that helps us know that we are going to a place that's far better than here and now. Thank the Lord for what He's doing. Thank Him for His goodness to us. Thank Him for His provision every day. Because He is good to us. Good to us. And pray. Pray your pastor will slow down a little bit. I'm going to wear out this new car quicker than the old car. Hey, listen. It don't take long to put 10,000 miles on a car.
No.
If you're driving here, there, and yonder, it's going to happen. And it just happens. Make sure you maintain it. Take good care of what God's provided. Because God wants us to get good wear out of it. I know He does. So that we continue to do what He's called us to do. May God bless you, provide for you, and meet each need in your life. And yeah, put a little ice cream on the pie. Lord, thank You. You often do that for us. You put the cherry on top. You make life for us worth living because You're in it. God, help us to keep You the focus of our hearts, of our lives. Help us to honor You with our whole being. With all we have, help us to delight in You and thank You and praise You every day. Teach us to walk in Your ways. We ask and pray in Christ's name.